Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol agents, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, out there, the men and the women in the big rigs. And let's not forget about the bulk mail drivers either. Felix and the gang taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to be delivered to you. And then, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys like Tom out there, who happens to be leading the charge with gas and diesel deliveries, getting it to your favorite gas station so you can get to work. All right, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. The handles over there are at Captain's America. That's how you find us. And then we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, we have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, the show streams live over there when it's on live. And when it's not on live, that same show, the last show that we've done, will stream live until the next one comes on. So there you go. Never miss anything. And our podcasts were over there, too. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Governor Greg Abbott has struck again. Joe Biden doesn't want to enforce the immigration laws. They've exercised their state sovereignty to do just exactly that. And they have hit the ground running because he issued an order yesterday. I'm going to read what it says very quickly here. It says, I have authorized the Texas National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety to begin returning illegal immigrants to the border to stop this criminal enterprise endangering our communities. As the challenges on the border continue to increase, Texas will continue to take action to address those challenges caused by the Biden administration by not enforcing Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which lays out the federal government's responsibility in protecting states against invasion.
And so, by his executive order, he has declared authority to, he's not deporting these people.
No.
He's only taking them to the border, what do you call them, checkpoints?
Yep. To the ports of entry, whatever they are. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Port of entry, yeah. Places of entry.
Yep. To start the
now, what
process.
Happens there, I'm not sure, but it kind of takes it out of the hands of ICE and puts it with Customs and Border Patrol. So he's, since ICE can't do their job, he's kind of taking them out of the equation. They can't do their job because the Biden administration won't allow them to do the job. But Customs and Border Patrol, you know, they're trying to do the right thing. So that's where he will be put. Now, putting these people. Now, what they do at that point, I don't know. And if there is, we don't know what that volume of people is going to be. And we don't know yet. I'm sure that Abbott's working these things out, but we don't know if they have to beef up staff or kind of reassign duties or what. So still has some questions about all that, but he is taking that step because of, I think it was three or four counties that had declared the invasion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will be the National Guard handling this, Texas National Guard, as well as the Department of Public Safety. Those are the Texas Patrol Officers, Highway Patrol. And as you said, and as we agree, all they're going to do is take them back to the ports of entry and drop them off right there, and then it's whatever happens there. And by the way, there is one detention center that was reported, and I think we reported it on it either early this week or late last week. There's a brand new, almost brand new, detention center that is empty sitting down there. Empty.
No, it's in California.
That's California? All right. I thought it was Texas, but anyway. So anyway, we'll just keep our eyes open on this one and see what happens. Oh, Arizona, by the way, might use the same state sovereignty. Any state can do this. Any state can do this. They might use their own state sovereignty.
Well, they are sovereign. They're already sovereign. That's why you have the 10th Amendment.
Correct. But they're not enforcing it. They're just going along to get along, some of these states. Florida, of course, down here, DeSantis has had a good time, and he's won some legal decisions against the federal government when they tried to challenge him.
Well, we'll see how this one looks.
Yeah, because I think this will get challenged, too. Just my thought, but, you know, who knows. Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. Frenchie, stuck her foot in her mouth a couple times again. Oh, here comes the music. So we'll have to talk about this afterwards because, you know, folks, the messaging system that the Biden administration's got, and I don't want to tell them how to do business. Just keep on throwing the same people up there that you got. Just keep on doing it. It ain't working. It's not working. Biden's approval rating, we'll tell you what it is when we come back. Be right back.
If you want to talk to the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Friday morning edition. My conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And, of course, they've been doing business for over 85 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, remember, you can go to the website, Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, if you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your motor vehicle insurance, you will save a boatload. That's what it's all about. That's why they call it bundling. Now, you can go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, check them out, see what they can do for you. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood and a great day to save money. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Before I go to the phone line here, the U.S. banks reportedly are flagged over 150 Biden family transactions from money coming in from overseas. We don't know from where, to whom, for what, but here we go again. Is Hunter still in business?
We don't know, but the Department of Treasury and the banks and the Department of Justice know, and the Department of Treasury actually has the documents, and they are supposed to comply with any request from any member of Congress. And as of yesterday, they finally put out a statement, meaning Treasury, Janet Yellen, put out a statement that they absolutely comply with approved requests. So now that Janet Yellen is part of the cover-up.
Wow.
Now, what is known, it's under suspicious action reports is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And they include things under, this came under the Patriot Act because the Bush administration was looking to see where the funding was going for Al-Qaeda and terror mm-hmm. cells and all those other kinds of things. But includes structuring, if there is suspicious structuring of monies and accounts, terrorist financing, fraud, casinos, money laundering, identification or documentation, meaning that there are front companies, or other suspicious activities. So considering those reasons, and there could be others, there are at least 150. Now, how some members of Congress know that that's the number, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, trying to get their hands on those, which members of Congress are allowed to have not been able to get them because it seems to me somewhere between the White House and the Department of Justice, they told Treasury not to comply with the request.
Mm. Okay. Now, before we get to the caller, I just want to put something out there. We just saw the latest polling numbers on the job approval rating of Josie Boy Biden. We're down to 23% and still dropping. Okay, is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Denise as well. I want to run this by the American people, see what you think. You know, folks, the most hated man in America today, before yesterday, he flip-flopped on the correct number of jobs actually created. Now, Joe Biden, bona fide stinking liar, is a dangerous man who have created catastrophic failure, a collapse of his administration. Now, we have a man who many Americans are familiar with, Bill Gates and his veggie burger plants. Gates hates the fact that cows fart and attributes it to global warming. Look, folks, he is hell-bent on removing cattle from grazing. So, Gates, next time you fart, you think about those cows you hate. Joe Biden and Bill Gates have allowed China to purchase one of the world's largest meatpacking companies called Smithfield. All of us are aware of that.
Yep.
Why did we allow China to purchase over 192,000 of our fine farmlands and farm acres? How many acres of farms in China has been offered to citizens of the United States? None. Zero. Nada. We have hundreds of thousands of Americans who are working with adversaries, including China, to destroy our country inside out. It's true, folks. We have dozens of unloyal Republicans that need to be removed, starting with Mick Mulvaney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins. Murkowski and Collins, this is your last time around. We will organize your exit the hell away from our party. Republicans are suffering from a D.C. stroke. Some carry on with Democrats, drink and party with them. Pay attention, folks. Joe Biden is all on board with China to destroy the American way of life.
It's true.
He's a damn traitor and need to hang his ass. Thank you very much, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. You won't get any argument with me out of that one, Elliot. What do you think, Denise?
Well, and a Chinese company has bought farmland near the U.S. Air Force Base in North Dakota.
Yep.
The group is called Fufang Group, and they allegedly manufacture flavor enhancers and sugar substitutes. They're based in Shandong, China, but they bought 300 acres of, air quote, farmland close to Grand Forks.
Yeah.
Now, this is not but a 20-minute drive from Grand Forks Air Base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for this to happen, it has to go through CFIUS, which is the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the members of that committee are pretty much the heads of all of our agencies, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Justice, National Security Council, and blah, 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 blah. It used to be that you could cultivate, because I used it myself for a long time, to see what foreign entities were doing here in the United States and if their requests were approved. Treasury has removed that access. I know that one time during the Obama administration, he vetoed an approval of a China purchase. But now it looks like under the Biden administration, they're approving just about anything.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a president, and as he just said, that is all in with China. Mm-hmm. And you cannot deny it. And so all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I would argue that we're very close to having people in this Biden administration, in this White House, that are making themselves a domestic enemy.
Yeah. Yeah, again, everything you're saying is absolutely, positively spot on based on all the conversations I've had with like-minded people. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Now, let's talk about Boris Johnson for a minute. A lot of people were surprised about what happened with his resignation. However, he's not going anywhere right away, is he?
Not until he's replaced.
Right.
We don't know how long that will be.
Months.
I don't know. They can the parliament, his party can hold a special election.
Okay.
I suppose.
But they haven't been able to do it. They haven't been able to do it in 10 years. But go ahead.
Well, that's not. I don't know what you mean by that, because they had a vote of confidence of him. What, 2 months ago, and he survived that.
No, I'm talking full-scale election, but that's okay. That's what the report was I read, but that's all right.
So he survived,
mm-hmm.
and things just kind of kept going sideways after that. So he had several ministers that had resigned here in the last couple of days, and the party wanted him out, so
yep.
He met with the Queen, and he said, okay, I'll go because the party wants me out, but I'll go when they have a replacement. They can't really go on without a prime minister.
Correct. All right, well, we will talk to you tonight on the Weekend Edition. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop, and stay cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the great things that she has to offer, and take advantage of it. In the meantime, I'm coming back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
The World Health Organization reported a 77% weekly increase
and the number of lab-confirmed monkeypox cases to more than 6,000 worldwide, and two more deaths in part of Africa where the virus has been circulating for years. Most of the cases were reported in Europe and Africa. The UN Health Agency said the mysterious outbreak continues to mainly affect men in the LGBTQ community, and that other population groups show no signs of sustained transmission. The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Very high-paying demand job. NAA.edu. Check them out. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business about 75 years. They started here in our area. Their original campus was not very far away. However, now they're located in Clearwater, Florida. They have a location right at Ulmerton at 19. And, of course, they have the hangar at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport. In Concord, Massachusetts, they're just outside the city limits of Boston, at a small airfield that's right there, and they have a hangar in that area as well. Now, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is quite an honor because it's a technical breed like no other. Unlike the old days when people would fly by the seat of their pants, as they used to say, these days everything's got to be done in triplicate. And you got to have people certifying and repairing and recertifying and refixing and doing whatever aircraft to keep them in the air. So that's where National Aviation Academy comes in. They have two campuses. They have the one in Clearwater, Florida, excuse me, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So you have that facility, and you have another facility in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, where they will teach you in 14 short months to be an aviation maintenance technician. Now, that job will pay you a lot of money. A lot of money. Could pay you a six-figure salary with the overtime involved and if whether or not you went overseas to begin with. Now, their phone number, and this is what I tell everybody, ask to take the tour of their facility. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And pick a campus, Clearwater or Concord, Mass., or guess what? Maybe you might want to check them both out, see what they're like, what the difference is. You can do that. But you got to call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Remember, their website can be found at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, naa.edu. And their phone number, 800-659-2080. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, tens of thousands, as many as 60,000 part-time soldiers now face discharge for missing the COVID vaccine deadline. The Army's deadline for its part-time soldiers in the Army Reserve and Army National Guard to receive the COVID-19 vaccine passed this week, and tens of thousands of members face potential discharges as the service fights to buoy its end strength in a tough year for recruiting. A lot of people still don't want anything to do with that virus. These shots, that is. And I don't blame them. It's not an easy road to go through. There's a lot of hoops to jump through, so to speak, just to get an appointment if that's what you want. And, you know, I really question why you had to have a regular shot and then a secondary shot and then a booster. And now they're talking about another shot. Oh, boy. When will it stop, right? When will it stop? Well, we'll keep our eyes open and our ears open and let you know when it has some sort of resemblance to doing just that. By the way, the Department of Justice is investigating alleged civil rights violations under the Operation Lone Star, a multi-billion-dollar border initiative announced last year by the Texas Governor, Greg Abbott, according to state records obtained by the Texas Tribune. They are currently hard at work doing what they're doing. And let's not forget that one of the things that they are doing is trying to get rid of the illegals that are in their state of Texas using their state sovereignty to enforce the laws that the federal government will not enforce to keep the illegals from just storming across the border. So we'll see how that works out. There'll be a lawsuit over that, I'm sure, but we'll see how that works out. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone line because I do believe we got our friend up there in Valdosta, Laredo, on the line there. Is this you, Laredo?
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Good. What's up?
Hey, no. I'm sure everybody understands by now there is no COVID vaccination. They just like a shot that they want to give you, which the government is so proudly paying for because they're getting kickback from all these medical firms making all this crap.
Yeah, they got a pill. They got a pill now.
Yeah, they're making money back off of that too.
Yeah.
That's why they keep pushing it as hard as they're pushing it.
Sure.
Because they're getting kickback from the pharmaceutical company.
I agree.
And I'm sure everybody understands by now that Ben Van the Penguin is being given his orders by Obama Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
And the twin sisters, Nancy Pizzlousy and Hillary Clinton. So, I'm sure everybody understands all that by now, but hope y'all have a great weekend. I know I'm going to, and we certainly appreciate everything you're doing, Kevin.
Well, thank you, my friend. You be careful.
Thank you.
All right, that's Laredo up there, and I could hear he was in the truck, and that's what he's doing. He's out there making his deliveries up there in that area, and that's a good thing. One of our overnight truckers that's listening in. And I met a couple of guys yesterday, came up to me that work on the overnight that listened to the show down there in Bradenton. Want to give a special shout-out to all the folks that showed up yesterday for Have Lunch with the Captain. That's quite a group we got there, and keep it going. And we had some great conversations, that's all I can tell you. Great conversations down there. Now, one other little thing before we have to take a break. I got about a minute. The Biden administration has announced new sanctions targeting the illicit Iranian oil network. Now, the Biden administration is putting sanctions on 15 individuals and entities who have been involved in illicit sales and shipments of millions of dollars worth of Iranian oil. This coming from Secretary of State Blinken. The newest sanctions come as the latest efforts to revive the Iranian nuclear deal failed just last week. And in other military news, the last surviving Band of Brothers member, Bradford Freeman, died at the age of 97. Thank you for a job well done. Anyway, that's the military and Veterans News segment for this hour. Chris Markowski will be right around the block on the next segment. But don't forget to check them out. NAA.edu. Go over there, check out the website, give them a call, take the tour, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up, and I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to just blast away. I'll be back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll do just that before we get to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. This segment of the program brought to you by one of the Moss family automotive dealerships, and that would be Moss Acura. Yep, Moss Acura right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. Now, it's amazing how they continue to get customers from all around the state of Florida, up and down the eastern seaboard, the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. But I get the idea, and I understand why. Part of it is because of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, and all first responders, church pastors too, get great deals offered to them. And number two, the Moss Care program, where you get free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Nobody's doing those couple of things on a regular basis. But check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
All right. We have a call here. I'm going to take it and see who it is. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Robbie Ferenz, Vancouver, Florida.
All right. What's up, sir?
Hey, man, I love your show. I really do. And I used to be a truck driver. But you know what? your weather forecast thing really stinks, man. You guys, when I listen to it, I don't know where the heck I'm going.
It has to do with the country. It has to do with the country, sir, because we're on all across the United States. Thank you very much. Well, that's interesting. A truck driver that doesn't want to know about the weather around the country.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's apps for that now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of like old school radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's always got to be one in the group, but the fact of the matter is we do it for all of them, not some of them.
Yeah.
And there's a trucking company that, by the way, has terminals that has our radio, our weather segment in particular, on because their drivers that are out across the country need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm a big user of Dark Sky, which is a really pretty good app for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty good success with that. But I remember when I was in Florida having a, especially when it got to summertime when you had practices in the afternoon, you better have that Spark app on your phone to know when the lightning storms are coming because you got to get the kids off the field because it can get dangerous.
Yeah, well, I had the, when we had the boat, we were up on Lake Ontario. It's one, you know, once in a while you get out there 30, 40 miles out halfway across Lake Ontario. And you'd see a thunderstorm starting up, and it was a race to get back to port, but the lightning started.
Yeah, that's the same thing fishing out in the Gulf of Mexico. They can pop up out of nowhere. You better have a boat that's fast enough to get you out of the way.
Now, more Americans applied for jobless aid for the fifth straight week in a row, while the unemployment level is still maintaining what it's maintaining, and the Biden administration is talking about how great the economy is.
Well, I think we're starting to see some layoffs in certain, you know, companies. And again, you know, that's to be expected. But again, you know, you take a look overall. If you want to find a job, you can go out. You can get yourself a job. That's the reality. It makes this economic slowdown a hell of a lot different than it was before. And we really need to get a lot of these people back to work. We really, you know, it would most certainly help. As far as inflation is concerned, if we can get more of these jobs filled that are out there. But again, a lot of companies are also, they're starting to, you know, see the forest for the trees. You know, Chipotle is now, they got robots and machines now that they're developing to make the chips. Amazon, they're obviously looking to adapt to what's happening on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you said there are layoffs, yeah, there are, because I got one right here. GameStop. Now, we talked about them once before. They're laying off employees, and the CFO left the company.
Well, that company is basically a video game retailer store. It's kind of interesting. I'm surprised it's still at the levels that it's at, quite frankly. It was part of that whole meme stock fiasco. A lot of companies layoffs, and a lot of companies are actually announcing that they're not going to be hiring as many people. You've got certain companies as well. I mean, they're having to slow down production because they're still having trouble getting certain items. This is the reality on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard much about Levi Strauss in a while, and Levi used to have plants in the United States before they moved out of the U.S. and they went to Mexico and Central America, and I don't know, they might even ship something over to Southeast Asia for all I know, but I just know about the ones they used to have, like in Arkansas and North Carolina, and then they had an assembly plant down in Miami where they would bring the stuff in from South America and put the patches on and all that, you know, Made in America, Levi Strauss and all that, and they were coming from overseas. But anyway, Levi Strauss now has gone to a pricier denim versus what they used to have. It used to be the working man's jeans. Now they've gone to a pricier denim, $80 to $100, and they've got a strong demand on that. They're selling a lot.
Yeah, jeans have gotten a hell of a lot more expensive than when I was younger. Department stores, and, you know, you're looking at your starting point, $150, $200 for a pair of jeans, all these designer type jeans that they have. Even the designer jeans back from the 80s were cheap compared to what they are today. It's different. You know, the items that you would think were, are kind of more of a casual type of wear,
mm-hmm.
Expensive. Sneakers, Sneakers are expensive. Yeah, you know that. That if you go into, let's say, like a fancy, let's say, an Italian shoe store, like a Salvatore Ferragamo, mm-hmm. the sneakers are more expensive than the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a pair of dress shoes that looks like Ferragamo or whatever, let's say it's, you know, $400, $500. I was laughing the other day. Their sneakers are selling for $950 to $1,000. Crazy.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that game that they used to play with the Michael Jordan sneakers that whenever all the craze, remember them?
Well, they still are. I mean, Air Jordans, there's an entire, not only that, there's an entire industry built up on these sneakers, these vintage sneakers, these older brands. They've got the stores and places that sell sneakers for thousands of dollars. Like, it blows your mind. I don't get it.
Well, 25 and 30 years ago, when those sneakers used to come into a certain warehouse from China in Portland, Oregon, and all the trucks would get there to load them up and bring them back to east to different places, mine included, the insured value on those sneakers was $3 a pair. They weren't worth the money till you got them to where they were going, and they got that final label on there that said Michael Jordan.
Well, listen, he got to hand it to him. I mean, he had those Air Jordans, he definitely changed the game when it came to sneakers and endorsements, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't know who this guy is, maybe you do, but former Theranos executive Ramesh Balwani was convicted of fraud.
Yeah, again, it's actually, there's a lot of good documentaries on this company. Theranos was another, a Silicon Valley startup, then it was a scam all the way. And Elizabeth Holmes was this young, and they tried to turn her into some sort of hero founder, and there was no science behind anything that they were doing, and it was a big scam. And he was, at the time, he was her significant other and also running the company. I don't know if he was president when she was CEO, something like that. There's a lot of fraud nonsense behind this company.
I don't know what Zimbabwe has to do with inflation, but Trevor Gerzy has said on inflation, can the U.S. learn from Zimbabwe?
Well, again, you know, it's easy, you know, to make comparisons because of what certain countries did. Again, Zimbabwe is got a lot more behind just the printing of money that has wrecked it. I mean, I have in my office drawer here, I have $100 trillion Zimbabwe bill that's worth about 40 cents, I think. You know, this is what happens when you just print money haphazardly, and that's probably what he's getting at in the column. I haven't read it.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go over there, check out his website, and away you go. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues with Frank Silvallo from Underground USA. Coming up, top of the hour, right after the news. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.